Hey folks, welcome to the Justin Parker Podcast. I am your host, Justin Parker, and if you kind of got wind of the previous song that was playing in the introduction, you might know what today's topic is about. Friendships. Pretty broad, pretty generic in general, but it can cover a lot in one topic. And I figured, hey, with Toy Story 4 coming out, it's a pretty nostalgic song. You've got a friend in me. Or do you? Now, one thing I wanted to start off right off the bat with was, what do you consider a friendship or a friend? One thing that I learned pretty early on, and maybe it was me being naive or maybe me being nice and a people person, but everybody is not your friend. I kind of learned that the hard way, as probably you have as well. There is a difference. Two factors out there. There's friendships and there's acquaintanceships. There's friends and there's acquaintances. You have to really, you know, learn who is who in your life. Is this person your friend? Is this person your acquaintance? Or are they no factor at all in your life? Not to say that acquaintances are bad. They're not bad people. That's just the role that they play in your lives. But I think that you have to define, just as much as they have to define, what role they are in your life, whether it's an acquaintance or a friend. Now, me, I was the type where, hey, if I say hi to you, we're friends. And that was my problem. So acquaintances, I considered my friends. And when acquaintances used to, you know, not fuck with me anymore, I'd be like, damn, like, I really lost a friend. And looking back in it, in hindsight, I really didn't. And, you know, on their end, they're like, hey, I didn't lose a friend. I just lost an acquaintance or somebody that I know on Facebook or somebody that I used to hang out with, but we're not cool anymore. So I think by having a clear, conscious understanding of who is who in your life, at least in the friendship, acquaintanceship role, I think that you'll be a little bit more happier and be a little more sure of yourself by knowing who these people are in your life and what roles and responsibilities you place them with in your life. But this show isn't going to be negative. I mean, clearly, you know, I'm an optimistic person, and I like to think that I have a lot of positivity surrounding me. So I do want to dive into friendships. It's really good to have friends. It's really good to have friends, close friends, best friends, a circle of friends. Whether you have, you know, two best friends or five best friends. I know a lot of people say, hey, you know, you can only have one best friend. I don't believe in that. I feel that if you have a personal, intimate connection with more than one homegirl or with more than one guy, you by all means can have, you know, more than one best friend. Now, I don't think that you can have like 10 best friends. I don't know. Unless you're really trying to get on the level with so many people. But I think that, you know, having maybe 2 to 3 best friends in your circle and then having like good supporting friends really helps out a lot. Really have to think to yourself, how many best friends do I have? Like when you stop and think, like, okay, self, how many best friends do I have? And when we're talking about best friends, how many people can I like pick up my phone and call any hour of the day? Whether it's 9 a.m., well, in my case, 8:30 a.m. on my way to work, whether it's my 1 p.m. lunch break, whether it's, you know, 11 o'clock on a Saturday night and I'm having an impromptu cheese and cracker party with some wine and I want you to come over. Who can you call or how many people can you call on your phone at any given time of the day and that they will, you know, stop what they're doing and listen to you as the best friend? If you have at least one person in your life that you can do that with, then you know, I'd say it's already golden that you can have that one best friend. Now, if you have more than one, then that's even better. You know, the more the merrier. But if you can at least count on one hand, at least 1 to 3 people that you can call and that you can consider a best friend, then I think that you're already lucky and blessed in the friendship department. Now, we all know that aside from best friends or even best friends included, everything isn't always, you know, peaches and cream and cherry and rosy. You know, I was going through my Facebook today and I was scrolling through and you know, someone that who I consider a friend really went through a tough time with the person that she considered a close friend. And, you know, I'm not going to say her name or anything like that because, you know, anonymously and whatnot. But she was lied to by this person who she considered really close to her, and you know, for me looking at it, it looked like the impact was pretty devastating and pretty hard. It's like, man, I really thought that I knew this person. Like, I really thought that I fuck with this person. I really thought that, like, you know, this person knew me inside and out. You've been around my kids. I've been around your family. You've been around my family. We've traveled together. We've, you know, told each other deep, dark secrets. And to find out at the end of the day, that wasn't really your friend. That has got to, like, you know, be such a blow, like such a crush. And, you know, and I'm going to keep it real here. White people, they believe in therapy. So they'll go out there and they'll speak to their therapist in most cases, and they'll work through it. African Americans, even, you know, Spanish people or Jamaicans, whoever. And this is probably going to go into our next topic for our next show, Generational Curses. But we don't really believe in, you know, therapist or therapy. I mean, I do. But a lot of times, you know, with older generations and raising, you know, the next generation and the generation after that, I kind of consider it a generational curse where, you know, people of color don't reach out for assistance or, you know, professional assistance when they need somebody to talk to, or they need therapy, or they need counseling. It's always, you know, oh, hey, we'll take care of that in-house. I mean, I don't want to go too much into the next show's topic because I really feel like it's going to be, you know, a powerful, you know, subject to touch on. But it's just one of those things where it's like, oh, when you get to that situation where you have a best friend or close friends and you guys have a falling out, do you seek therapy? Like, do you want to fight them? Do you talk to your other friends about them? Do you take it to God? Like, what is your coping mechanism, in a sense, when it comes to having that fallout with the friend? I've had fallouts with friends. I'm sure you have as well. Do you ever recover from it? I have two really close friends of mine that are both guys. And, you know, we've always, I feel like we've had this strong friendship. We didn't always start off as friends. It's a funny story. We, you know, one of them, they didn't even really like me at first. Like, I was friends with their sister. And if they're listening to this podcast, they probably already know who they are just from the clues that I'm giving, or anybody that knows us. But we didn't always get along at first. Like, I would say, hey, and they would do a quick hello and walk out the room. And I was like, you know what? I don't like you, and you probably don't like me, so we're not going to be friends. But we actually ended up growing a beautiful forever friendship, the three of us. There was another guy as well. And there was a point in time where we had a falling out. You know, we've had a couple falling outs. And, you know, at one point, I'm like, wow, this is never going to get back to where it used to be. This is never going to be the same friendship again. It's going to be awkward. Like, how do we jump back in? It's kind of like, you know, trying to learn how to ride a bike again, or trying to jump in and double dutch, and you get tangled up in the jump rope. It's really hard. But you know, we came back to a great friendship, and you know, in this case, I feel like it made our friendship and our bond stronger. That's not the case for every time that you fall out with a friend, though, especially a close friend or best friend. Now, there's different levels. So when I'm looking at it, you know, there's an acquaintance, there's someone that you're cool with, there's someone that you're familiar with, there's a friend, a close friend, a best friend, and then a forever friend. And with a forever friend, I feel like that's the level or the height above best friendship that you want to really try to attain to. Because, you know, you can have best friends throughout life, you know, through different periods. Like, I had a best friend in elementary school. Then I had a group of best friends that, you know, that I had when I was in middle school. And I had best friends in high school. And, you know, like, say, best friends in your early 20s. But do you really still speak with all of those best friends that you had throughout different phases in your life? First through sixth grade, and then middle school, then high school, maybe your college years, you know, summer vacations. Maybe you have a work best friend. But do you really, you know, still hang with all of them, or still have that close connection with all of them? If you do, then those are what I call forever friends. And forever friends, it's at the level above best friendship for me, because those are your forever friends. So whether I knew you and we had this best friendship when I was 6 years old and you were 6 years old, or now that I'm 35 and you're 35, or throughout the course of life, but that forever friend is, in my level, the highest in hierarchy on the friendship level when you're breaking it down. But there are those times where you have a falling out with a best friend or a close friend, or, you know, even someone that you're really familiar with, and you can't bounce back from that. And what makes it a little murky and a little muddy is when you have a group of the same friends, it makes it hard, because then it's like, okay, well, you know, do I play a side of the fence? Do I pick a side? Do I stay mutual? And for me, it's really hard because I'm huge on loyalty. And I know people will say, hey, you have to be mature and, you know, hey, whatever is going on with you and you two has nothing to do with me. I'm not getting in it. I'm staying out of it. And me, I'm over here like, well, no, you have to choose a side. Like, that's just me. And that's not even me being petty, but I kind of feel that, you know, when you're a mutual friend, you can't use the mutual friend excuse to not deal with two of your friends beefing or two of your friends having fallen out. That's not, I just don't feel like that's a real mutual friend. If you're a mutual friend, your job, your responsibility, in my opinion, is to step in and say, hey, I'm friends with you. I'm friends with you. You guys clearly have a beef or clearly have something going on. I don't want it to affect my relationship with either of you, especially if we're in the same place at the same time. So what can I do to get you guys to a common ground? What is the root cause of the issue? Can it be solved? Can it be resolved? If not, are you guys going to be able to, you know, be okay to be in the same space as me? Or even if I'm not there, you know, if we have other mutual friends, that's what you really have to dig down into it. I've ran into a lot of situations where, you know, maybe if I, well, I don't want to say ran into a lot because I'm like, it's making it sound like I was beef with all my friends. But I've had situations, as probably you have, where you have an issue with a friend. It could be a misunderstanding. It could be, you know, a he said, she said, where you may be, that wasn't even in your attention at all. But whatever the case may be, you guys have a falling out and then you have mutual friends. So are you that mutual friend who's going to be like, oh, I heard so-and-so said this or so-and-so posted that? Or are you going to bring them together like, look, whether you have to go old school and do a three-way call or a Facebook Messenger or a group text, but what can I do to either squash this or try to, you know, meet some middle ground? Now, it's going to take some work because me, I am at times I'm a very proud person. So if I don't feel like I did anything wrong, you damn sure as hell I'm not getting an apology out of me. And that's something I'm still working on. But sometimes being the bigger person, you have to like be like, okay, look, someone has to make the first move. Someone has to open up the lines of communication. And if the friendship is really worth saving, then you need to have that talk. And in the back of my head, I'm like, well, fuck being the bigger person. Let them be the bigger person because I didn't do shit. But sometimes you just can't think like that. You have to put your pride to the side and say, hey, is this friendship really worth losing because of my pride or my ego? Now, granted, if you take that first step and you're being the bigger person and you reach out, you know, even though you might say, hey, I'm sorry if you felt offended or, you know, I'm sorry if you felt a type of way, a real friend will still hold their friend accountable. So it might, you know, sound like, hey, you know, I just wanted to squash this. You know, I don't want to beef with you anymore. I think it was a misunderstanding. Let's get to the root cause of the issue. But at the same time, you know, I want to tell you how you hurt my feelings as well. Or I want to tell you, hey, you know, I kind of wasn't feeling what you were saying, or I wasn't feeling how, you know, you approached me about something. You have to be able to have open line of communication with your friends, your best friends, your forever friends, because lack of communication, it's going to mess everything up. I'd rather over-communicate than under-communicate, so that way I can at least get my point across or try to hear you. And the thing is, like, it's not just with communication. It's not just communicating, and it's not just listening. Because a lot of times people say, hey, you know, it can't just be you always talking. You have to listen. Yes, you have to listen, but you also have to comprehend. Are you comprehending what your friend is trying to tell you? Are you comprehending the point that your friend is trying to get across? Like, don't listen to, and this is something that I even learned in my communications class last semester. Don't listen to react. Listen to, you know, to understand from a place of understanding or a place of comprehension. If you're having a conversation with your friend, even if it's like a heated debate or whatever, and you're only listening so you can pick up on something that they're saying to have a rebuttal or have an attack, you're going about it the wrong way. You have to listen and just listen to what they're saying. Forget your preconceived notions. Forget you know, what you have to get off your chest and what you have to say. Your time will come to have the floor and say what you want. But while your friend is talking, they're getting their point across, listen to what they're saying. Listen to what they're saying and how your actions are making them feel. But at the same time, you have to hold them accountable as well to listen to yours. It can't be a one-sided friendship. There has to be work on both sides going into this. That's why I think it's really important to communicate, you know, on any type of level, of the hierarchy level for the friendship, that status that you're currently at within your life at the moment. Now, how do you deal with friends who you have fallen out with, but maybe you had a bond with their children, or maybe you had a bond with their kids, or your kids are friends? How does that work out? Is it awkward? Is it like, you know, because I've seen both sides. I've seen where, you know, people are like, hey, the kids have nothing to do with it. Keep the kids together. I don't like you. You like me. Kiss my ass. But these kids are going to be friends and grow up together because this has nothing to do with them. But I've also seen the other side where it's like, well, you're not playing with his son or her son because that bitch owes me $20 and she ain't paid back to me yet. And no, we're done. Like, you can't bring the kids into it. At times, there's certain circumstances where it's like, hey, I can't have my kids around you because you're kind of doing something with my peace right now and my safety and my security, and it's a little toxic. So as a parent, my job is to defend my kids and protect them at all costs. And if I see that you're getting in the way of that, we have to end this right now. But if it's something as small as, I was supposed to, you know, I'm saying I, and just using me as an example, you know, I was supposed to go to the club with my homegirl, but I pulled out last minute because I was tired and now she's mad at me. I'm not going to keep our kids from hanging out because of something so small and trivial as that. Like, it has to be something major. It has to be something big in order for you to keep your kids away from, you know, their friends or the other kids. But you really have, there's like, I don't want to say there's a thin line, because there's a pretty solid line of, you know, what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. But you have to really think like, hey, is it hurting my kid or my kids by keeping them away from their friends because me and their parents have a goofy beef that could just be squashed? And really, when you think about it, people have been beefing for so long, they don't even know why they're mad at each other for. It's like, why don't you fuck with them no more? You know what? Because I don't. Well, why? Like, when did it start? Was it back in 2000, and you know, and they stole your Nelly poster that was on your wall? Like, what was it? Was it 2006? You know, did they step on your Uptowns at Horizons or Bahama Mamas? Like, what was it? If it's not worth it, let it go. It's no point in beefing it and carrying on with that. I have to say that I am blessed to have friends on many different levels and many different spectrums and hierarchies in my life, from acquaintances to people that I'm cool with, to friends, to best friends, and to forever friends. I'm definitely grateful, and you know, it's always good. I mean, I would imagine that you guys are grateful too to have those friends. Funny story, probably gonna get some hot water about this one, but going back to what I was saying with, you know, hey, knowing who your friends are, knowing who your acquaintances are, I had a falling out with someone who I considered a friend, I want to say about 3 years ago. And we were friends. Like, we hung out, we knew the same, you know, the same circle, the same crowd. I knew, you know, some people in his family, he knew some people in my family. You know, we were around each other for years. And I think what kind of bonded us was that, you know, we were both in this lifestyle and we both had sons. I mean, his son was older than my son, but we both had sons. We were both fathers. And I think, you know, that helped us bond a little more, because it's not, you know, you don't see it too much in our lifestyle, you know, fathers with kids and they're still in their lives. And we would text and talk on the phone and just, you know, really, you know, dig deep in our friendship. All the while, I did not know that I was just an acquaintance. I thought this was a really, you know, good friend of mine. And I found out almost by accident that I wasn't this person's friend. I want to say 2 years ago, me and my friends were at Candida's and I ran into this person and I was like, hey, you know, I haven't seen you in a while. I know you moved and, you know, I thought they were just visiting, you know, I didn't think that they moved back or anything, but I went up to them and I gave them a hug because that was my first, like, you know, reaction, like, man, I haven't seen you in so long. How have you been? I miss you. Like, you know, I hope all is well. Hope you're doing healthy. Because I really, you know, if something ever happened to them, I would really feel bad, you know? I gave them a hug and, you know, they gave me a hug back and, you know, said, hey, how's it going? They weren't, you know, as cheerful or whatever as they used to be. But, you know, I just figured, hey, maybe they were tired. We were in a bar / club and whatever the case may be. So, you know, we're at Candida's and, you know, everyone's taking pictures and everyone's hanging out. And when I get home, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go on Facebook. I'm going to tag my friends. I'm going to, you know, post pictures and whatnot. And I'm going to tag everybody and tell them it was so good seeing them. And this one friend, I can't find his name. Like, I'm doing the at symbol and I'm typing in his name. And I'm like, man, it's not showing up. Like, what the heck? So I had to, like, you know, put the status on pause. And I'm like, well, let me just go look at this page. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, I've done it too. You know, you deactivate your page. You know, sometimes you need a break from social media or, you know, you're getting into some stuff and you just want to just step away from it for a little bit, just for your own peace and sanity. So I go on Facebook and I go to look up his page and his page is there. But what was so shocking to me was I saw a button and it said, add friend. And I said, huh? So me, you know, being naive or even being optimistic, it's not hitting me yet. I'm like, oh, you know what? He made a new page and I just forgot to send me a friend request on the new page. So I go to the page and I'm looking, I'm like, but wait a minute, this page isn't new. This page is it's the same page that I used to be on. And then I went to my Facebook Messenger and I'm looking up at our old messages and I'm like, wait, this is the same profile. What the fuck is going on here? So I messaged him because that was my first thing. And again, communication. So I'm like, hey, it was so good seeing you tonight, you know, and whatnot. I noticed that we weren't friends on Facebook. Did something happen? That was my question. Did something happen? And they looked at my response and they were typing and they were typing, they were typing. And then I got a paragraph back. And the paragraph, just pretty much to sum it up, it was like, yeah, you know, we haven't been friends on Facebook for some time. I deleted you a while ago. You know, you hang out with some people that, you know, I don't mix with. And to avoid the drama, you know, I'm just going to be like, nope, I'm good. And that was that. You know, good luck with everything that you do. God bless. And I was like, oh my gosh. I didn't even respond. And I was like, did I just get dumped by a friend? Like, it's different to get dumped by someone that you're dating or a significant other, to get fired from a job. But I literally had a friend of mine dump me over me being friends with people that he had beef with. And really, to be honest with you, I talked to him more on a personal level than the people that he was beefing with. You're in Allentown. Allentown's small. Everybody knows everybody. Whether it's Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton, Reading, everybody knows everybody. Even in your town that you live in, your state, your city that you live in right now, everyone knows everyone. So I just was really offended that I was like, wow, I was like, you wouldn't talk to me or be like, hey, I'm not cool with that person, or, you know, I'm feeling type of way. It was just delete it. That was it. Now, we're still not friends to this day. Fast forward, you know, got into a little argument or whatnot. I think there was status about somebody saying they were going to drag me. I mean, it didn't happen. But anyways, at the end of the day, you know, at the beginning of the day, I was mad. But at the end of the day, I had to realize, hey, Justin, you can't trip. You saw this person as a friend, but they only saw you as an acquaintance. And that's where you were on their hierarchy. And that's nothing that I mean, at least I didn't feel like I can control. But that's something that I could trip on. I mean, there's people that are on my hierarchy as acquaintances, and they might think that I'm their friend, and I have no idea. So maybe, you know, I don't want to go out on a limb and say, hey, maybe he didn't know I was his friend because we were friends. But it's just one of those things where it's like, hey, if this is where someone has you on their hierarchy, or they have you, this is, you know, your season in their life, and maybe you're not in their life anymore, you have to take it for what it is. But don't fret and stress on those who don't want to be your friends when you have all of these people who want to be either, you know, your friend or your close friend or your best friend or your forever friend. You can't trip on the small stuff. So I would say, just in ending, if you have a friend, if you have a close friend, if you have a best friend, if you have a forever friend, appreciate them and show them that you appreciate them. You know, sometimes, you know, you guys have so much loyalty and it's like, oh, well, they know. They know I fuck with them. They know I love them. Tell them. Show them. I mean, your actions show enough, but sometimes it's nice to hear, you know what? Girl, I appreciate you. Bruh, thank you so much for your friendship. Like, I really fucks with you. Like, it can just be just a simple thank you. Or just a simple, hey, you know, good looking out. However you speak, however you talk, however you want to express it. But, you know, protect yourself and protect your friends. And for those that have the honor of having those roles in that certain hierarchy in your life, you know, ride it till the wheels fall off. I hope you guys enjoyed the friendship segment today. This is probably my longest segment that I've had for the show, but it was a topic close to heart. So I hope you guys have a great night. Thank you for listening to the Justin Parker Podcast. We appreciate you. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page, the Justin Parker Podcast. Please go and like it. Go and share it. We have polls. We're going to have giveaways pretty soon. It's really going to be a lot of fan interaction. So from me to you and from us to you, we thank you so much for listening to us. We love you guys. Carpe diem and seize the day.